Plant-based eating can feel like such a lonely thing, especially if no one else in your family or social circle is making a similar change. In fact, this may be what's stopping you from even wanting to start this new lifestyle, because of peer pressure or having no one else doing the same thing. A lack of support is one of the key challenges I see many facing when trying to move to a plant-based diet. So where can you get more support in the midst of your plant-based diet journey? In part two of this topic focus, let's talk about three other kinds of support you can get to help you make your diet transition easier and more fun. Let's jump in. Welcome to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Anna Zinn, plant-based registered dietitian and transition coach. Hi, friend. Do you want to regain your health with plant-based eating, but feel overwhelmed and lost about how to do it? Do you feel it'll be hard to change your meat-heavy diet and impossible with working, running the home, or chasing after the grandkids? If so, you're in the right place. Here you'll find simple strategies, clear nutrition guidance, and practical tips to help you thrive plant-powered with more energy. So if you're ready to ditch the guesswork and transform your health the stress-free way, cozy up now with a hot cup of tea or listen while you walk, and let me show you how doable plant-based eating can be. Let's do this. Hi, friend. Are there days when you wake up and wish you didn't have to get out of bed? You don't want to face another day of pain and of struggling to get through the day. Maybe it's neck pain for you, or maybe it's joint pain. Whatever it is, it's affecting you so much that even doing simple daily activities like walking up the stairs or standing at the kitchen counter for more than an hour is hard for you. I know from interacting with those in my community that for some, pain is a big issue. Some have dealt with so much pain that they can't walk far, much less run, or be active in any sports. Maybe you're experiencing that too. Pain in your back, joints that constantly ache, fibromyalgia pain, or chronic headaches. It's keeping you up at night, making you take painkillers and affecting your sleep. This then makes you more tired and fatigued with zero energy the next day, and that vicious cycle just keeps going. Now imagine if you could wake up one day with so much less pain, with more energy and ability to be more active with your family, children, or even grandkids, without hurting. To go through the day and then realize that you haven't had to take a single painkiller. And all because you've changed the way you eat and the foods on your plate to focusing on whole plant-based foods. Yes, it can be that simple. One member in his early 60s recently shared his experience of this in my community after being on a plant-based diet for 4 years. I was looking at possible knee and hip replacements. Now, I'm kayaking, paddleboarding, water skiing, all things I couldn't do without severe pain before. Oils, sugars, saturated fats, sodium, all found in meats, dairy products, and processed foods cause inflammation, which in turn causes arthritis problems. I feel like I've been given a second chance at life, and I'm taking it. Wow, isn't that an amazing transformation to his health and body? To think he can do so much now that he couldn't before and avoided needing those knee and hip surgeries. I'm thrilled for him. But I know moving to a new lifestyle and way of eating can sometimes seem much easier said than done. So if you're struggling with health problems and physical limitations with pain, and just don't know how to make plant-based eating work in your specific life and situation, let's work together on it. Send me an email at healthnow@plantnourish.com to connect or apply for a free rapid health transformation call using the link in the show notes. Let me support you on your plant-based diet and health journey so you can live your best health and life starting this year. Now let's talk more about getting support for this new lifestyle you're building. If you're struggling with a lack of support as you move to plant-based eating, you're not alone. Many times, I've read comments in my community Facebook group like this one. I live in an area in Mississippi where there are very little plant-based options, so I have very little support or anyone holding me accountable. Someone else shared, I don't have anyone who eats like me. Are you in a similar situation? If so, I want to help. That's why I wanted to do this two-part episode series on support. If you missed the first part, go back to listen to last week's episode where I dive into the first three of six kinds of support you can consider getting for your plant-based diet journey. In today's episode, let's look at three more key support possibilities to help you reach your health and weight goals that much faster. Here's the fourth kind of support that can be considered. You can build your skills and knowledge on plant-based eating by taking a plant-based cooking class, online course, or in-person group program. The benefits of doing this are numerous. These support resources can help you get the skills and know-how you need to be able to eat plant-based well and sustain this new lifestyle for life. The Plant-Powered Life Transformation course may be one such option. This is a self-paced 6-module online course that you can take anywhere and at any time of the day, with the goal of helping you master the basics of plant-based eating to help you start and thrive in this new way of eating. It'll give you a clear, easy-to-follow, step-by-step roadmap to transforming your lifestyle with video lessons, practical strategies, meal ideas, prep and cooking hacks, nutrition-maximizing strategies, and tasty whole food plant-based recipes. Besides online courses like the PPLT course, you can look to see if there's a local plant-based cooking class or in-person group program available near you. For example, I know of a member of my community who was able to find a whole food plant-based wellness program conducted by her state's medical school. And I know of another who took the Dean Ornish Lifestyle Change Program with insurance help. So have a look at the program and resources available near you in your local area. And if there really isn't any available, then consider looking into an online support option like the Plant-Powered Life Transformation course. See the link in the show notes if you'd like to find out more information about this course. Now here's a fifth option you can look into. It's asking for support from those around you, meaning your loved ones. Even if your spouse is not wanting to make the same lifestyle change at the moment, there may be someone else who will. For example, I know of some who are making this diet change with a relative like a sister or mother, and in some cases, it can be with a teenager or adult child, and that can make transitioning be twice as fun and memorable to do together. Also, sometimes we may think that those closest to us, like our spouses, will be against our new lifestyle and not be supportive. But we may be surprised at the outcome when we actually take the time to sit down and talk with them about it. Often, while one spouse may not be making the lifestyle change with their significant other, they're nonetheless supportive of them doing it and may be willing to help them make this change a success. For example, I know of one case where a wife told her husband about her weakness for dairy products like cheese and desire to move away from them. They then worked out a solution where the husband will have that at his office, but not bring any cheese or other dairy products home. I've also worked with a client whose husband will sometimes try his hand at cooking and making new plant-based dishes for his wife, even though he was a regular meat eater. So sometimes you really won't know until you try to have a talk or multiple talks with your loved one to build that important communication bridge and share why making this lifestyle change is so important to you. If none of these sound feasible to you, then here's a sixth option you can consider. It's getting support from others around you, those in your extended social circle. Consider asking for support among your friends, acquaintances, and perhaps even coworkers. Maybe there's a friend who's wanting to transform their health through plant-based eating, an exercise buddy at the gym, or a friend who is happy to become a walking buddy or accountability partner. This friend can provide a more local or intimate means of support to you, especially if they know you and your struggles well, and you have had a long friendship together. So you can be honest about your wins and challenges on the journey. The key is to ask, because you never know, and the answer may be a yes. But if you've tried and there's no one around you that you know who is interested in either joining you in this journey or cheering you on, then look into the other support options mentioned in this episode or the previous one. Either way, do get support because it's that important. So today we looked at three other support options available to you as you begin or continue your plant-based diet journey. These can include taking an online course like the Plant Power Life Transformation course or joining a local cooking class or in-person group wellness program. You can also sit down, really have a heart-to-heart talk with your spouse or significant other, and ask directly for some level of support that can help you as you begin your journey. Another option is to reach out to your extended social circle of family, friends, co-workers, or gym buddies to see if there might be anyone who wants to partner with you in your journey towards optimal wellness. You never know. Someone else could be wishing and wanting to have a health buddy too. And if you know you need personalized support to help you figure out the best way to transition in your own life situation with your unique challenges, then reach out to get one-to-one coaching support. Work together with someone who is more experienced in this plant-based diet journey and who knows the best pathway for helping you transition smoothly. This way, you'll enjoy minimal transition challenges, a more enjoyable transition process, and build up the key skills and solid foundation you need from the get-go to keep thriving eating this new way. That way, you don't have to go back and undo bad habits or go around in circles trying to figure it out yourself with limited progress but maximum frustration. If you would like to find out more about how I can support you in reaching your health and weight goals, send an email to me at healthnow@plantnourish.com or apply for a free rapid health transformation call using the link in the show notes. Let's connect and get you moving towards the best health and nutrition this year with less pain, less meds, and more energy. Thank you for listening to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast. If this podcast has helped you, please take a moment to rate and leave a written review on the Apple Podcast app or on iTunes. Knowing how this podcast has made a difference in your life never fails to light me up. I may also select your review to be read on the show. Remember that moving to plant-based eating can be simple and doable, even with your existing health challenges and busy lifestyle. If you have a plant-based diet question you'd like me to answer on the show, share that question with me using the contact options in the show notes. Thanks for joining me today, and I can't wait to connect with you again in the next episode. Until next time, keep plant-focused and thriving, my friend.